Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Haiji Kim. I'm working at University of Hawaii in Manoa. And today's topic of my title is Influence of Solid Substrates on Irrigation Frequency and Plant Growth of Leucospermum. Leucospermum is one of the member in the Protea family, and it's indigenous to Australia and South Africa. And its natural habitat is a higher elevation, and it grows on a leached and acidic soil with poor nutrient environment. And through the with my colleague sitting in the back, Dr. Ken Leonhard, developed a Protea breeding program at University of Hawaii, and he developed the Leucospermum hybrid Brandy Della Cruz for heat tolerant variety. And it is characterized by vigorous growth and long stems. It's perfectly a perfect variety for cut flowers. And as you can see from this photo, it's very exotic looking plants and with handsome flowers. So we thought that this may be a very good introduction to our nursery growers as a new crop to target for niche market. However, because it's new to Hawaii, there is no production protocol is available. So soil is substrate. Substrate is very important, integral part of a greenhouse and nursery crop production. And especially the use of locally available materials is very important to sustainably produce ornamental crops. And in Hawaii, volcanic cinder is very commonly used for our nursery growers because it's highly porous and it's physically and chemically inert, and it's inexpensive. And it also provides good drainage for plants and also provide pretty good weight for the pot. But because it's a highly porous material, it doesn't have a good water holding capacity. So whatever it's given, the water reaches out and water nutrient cannot be held by the substrate. So the mixture of cinder and peat moss, identifying a proper mixture of cinder and peat moss would be important to provide proper amount of water to the growing plant and also provide proper amount of nutrition to this plant. So I'm going to talk about later about the mixture of the volcanic cinder and then peat moss. But before doing that, I'd like to briefly mention about water. And water, as you know, it's very important, especially because of these days, the climate, changing climate issue, water become really the limiting resource. And in fact, in the mainland, too much water is often problematic for greenhouse and nursery production. However, in Hawaii, too less water is really big issue because our growers are heavily rely on the natural rainfall, and we are using volcanic cinder as a substrate. So as a result of that, you often see plants experiencing water deficit and nutrient deficiency. Well, given that we find a proper substrate, it's very important to determine the water use of ornamental plants because it can provide good amount of water and nutrition so that we can produce high quality of crops while reducing the water loss to the environment. So the objectives are to determine proper substrate for the production of leucospermum and to quantify water use of leucospermum grown with different kind of solid media and to evaluate plant quality during the production period. So materials and methods, we use the rooted cuttings of leucospermum, Brandy Della Cruz, and plant it into a 1 gallon nursery pot, and we use a slow release fertilizer, Osmocote 3414, and the solid substrate that we use is our commercial potting mix, 60% peat moss and 40% perlite, and volcanic cinder based potting mix consists of 50% peat moss and 50% volcanic cinder. So in fact, we presented a poster about the evaluation of physical and chemical property based on the different ratio of volcanic cinder and peat moss, and we identified 75% cinder and 25% peat seems to be pretty good, and that matchable to that is matching with the commercial potting mix. But because of the we use the automated sensor technology, so because we were worrying about the contact between the substrate and the sensor, we increased the amount of peat to have a better water control. And the irrigation set points volumetric water content was set in a different value for commercial potting mix and volcanic cinder medium. And to set up these values, we did a calibration test, and then it seems like these ranges are proper for this individual different type of a soil substrate. And we measured vegetative growth over the production period and also reproductive growth. I'm not going to present reproductive growth in this slide because there was no difference in terms of flowering date and flower size and etc. And we also harvested roots and quantified the root characteristics, including root length and root volume and average diameter and so on. And also we measured the dry weight from different plant tissues. So this is a irrigation frequency depending on different type of soilless substrate, commercial potting mix, and volcanic cinder medium for the first 3 months after transplanting. And just please, I apologize for the different scale of these two different graphs, but if you see in general, volcanic cinder medium required higher irrigation frequency compared to commercial potting mix. And also irrigation volume was similar to the irrigation frequency. Volcanic cinder medium requires a higher volume of irrigation compared to the commercial potting mix. And especially it's very interesting to see that the plants grown in volcanic cinder medium requires higher irrigation volume, rapid increase in the irrigation volume for the first 3 months after transplanting. And leachate was significantly higher in volcanic cinder medium compared to commercial potting mix. But interesting thing is that we use the substrate moisture sensor technology, and overall leachate was significantly reduced compared to the manual irrigation. So, unfortunately, this is the result. This is what we observed after three months after transplanting. Commercial potting mix. When commercial potting mix was used to grow leucospermum, it developed chlorosis. And then the plants grown with volcanic cinder medium was greener and bigger and a lot healthier. And it was a little bit surprising to me because initial thought is that commercial potting mix has a better water holding capacity and it can significantly reduce irrigation frequency and volume, but yes, it was the truth, but the plant because this plant didn't like the potting mix, commercial potting mix, because the natural habitat they are growing is really a porous and nutrition poor environment. So pH initially was the same, and EC when we measured from these two different types of substrate is slightly higher in commercial potting mix, and at 3 months. After transplanting, commercial potting mix had a lot higher, 10 times a higher EC compared to volcanic cinder medium. In fact, the EC value presented here is not really unusual for the greenhouse crop production. Most of the greenhouse crop can tolerate this level of EC, but because of the unique property of this leucospermum, this plant did not perform well with commercial potting mix. So we, although we measure vegetative growth over the several months, and it doesn't give you much information because this plant is not really healthy. And the picture presented here in the shows that the plants grown at a volumetric volcanic cinder medium with different volumetric water content ranging from 0.58 to 0.66. And then, well, I didn't see any differences among these plants when I visually looked at it. And actually, our result shows the something that I observed with my eyes. And plant height, it seems like really not that different, but branch number, when we actually process the data, we realize that the with a higher volumetric water content with at 64%, it produced, the plants produced more branches compared to the rest of the treatment. And if the, when the volumetric water content was 66%, that was the highest water irrigation level, the plant did not perform because of the too much water than what the plant actually needs. So irrigation frequency and irrigation volume was highly maintained at a 64% volumetric water content. And then, as you can see, initially plants require lots of water, and then the frequency and volume rapidly increased in the beginning of the vegetative growth. And then the amount of water and frequency was kind of maintained the same or slightly reduced as the plants grow mature. But with the higher volumetric water content at 66, that is a little bit hard to see, but it's indicated in dark blue, and the plants was not really happy and did not perform well. So after 4 months, at 4 months after transplanting, the irrigation frequency and volume decreased. So it's not surprising to see this result. And shoot dry weight increased with higher irrigation, volumetric water content, and then reduced by highest volumetric water content. And root dry weight, however, it was very surprising to me. This, all these treatments, the plants produce the same biomass. And also root surface area and root total length was not different between these different volumetric water content. And in fact, the root to shoot ratio is a very important parameter when we are thinking about plant adaptation to the environmental stress. For example, like drought stress or plant nutrition or transplant nutrient stress or transplanting stress. So with the lower irrigation set point at 58%, plant produced bigger volume of root compared to the shoot. So, which indicate that the plants grown with lower irrigation volume can grow better under multiple stresses. So, your water use efficiency was also higher with lower irrigation set point. So, in conclusion, it seems like substrate is extremely important to determine the irrigation frequency and volume for leucospermum, and actually it influences the quality of the leucospermum and the plant growth. So in our case, volume volcanic cinder medium was perfect medium for the production of leucospermum. And lower irrigation set points, in fact, encourages root growth, and also it provides better water use efficiency. Therefore, the plants grown with lower volumetric water content can be more adaptable to drought stress and then multiple stresses during horticultural practices, including the transplanting at landscape site. And in optimizing potting substrate seems like really important for to wisely irrigate the plant. So So we are going to continuously work on determining, optimizing the potting mix for the better crop production. Thank you very much.